Rosh in front of us. So Ois Kuf Yudalet. The Rosh says, Al targa lishav al gufcha, I feel all the bar MS. A person should not be rogel to swear on his body. Al gufcha. Even through the bar MS. So, interesting lashon al targal, which means he's okay with you swearing once in a while, but don't do it regularly. Then he says lashon of al gufcha, which means a person swears on his body. So, I'm not sure exactly what that means. Swears on their body, like a person is nishba b'Hashem. He's not nishba by his body. You know, Yosef said chay paro. Like Rashi says when he wanted to make a shuas sheker, he said chay paro. You know.
Yeah. Could it be by his life?
So, his life also is the same thing. The logic by way Yeshua works, the way the Chinuch explains, is Kodesh Baruch Hu's emes. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the only true emes. It means there's only one who has an existence, which is intrinsic, like the Rambam says. So, Baruch Hu is emes. A person is nishma by Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's saying the same as Kodesh Baruch Hu is emes. This fact is emes as well. That's what Yeshua is. And that's why it's such a chomerdik issue, because when it turns out to be not true, what he was really saying is the Kodesh Baruch is not true. So that's the way the Chinuch understands the concept of Yeshua. So it only makes sense to be nishma by Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Ran in the beginning of Masechtas Nedarim quotes over there, Ravid. There's a concept the Mishnah talks about called Yadus Nedarim, that a person doesn't make a full language of neder. He says enough that it's a yad. It's a connecting. Yadus is used by Chazal to refer to like a handle, something which is used for connecting. So Yadus Nedarim means you didn't say a full lashon, but you said enough to connect yourself to the concept of neder. So he brings it. The Ravid says that whenever a person is nishba, by definition, he's being nishba by Hashem. When he says the full lashon of Yeshua, it means he says I'm being nishba by Hashem. That X is true, or that I'm going to do Y. When he leaves out the word Hashem, it's a yad. It's not a full lashon Yeshua, because the definition of a full lashon Yeshua is nishba by Hashem. So anytime that you're missing that word, it's still a valid Yeshua. The more learns out because Yad Yeshua works, and we know what he means. So a person says, "By my life, I swear." You know. So your life is not so. There's no big spritz. Your life, you know, your life isn't real. We're fitting with the Kodesh Baruch Hu's imagination, Plato's cave. You know, so I saw in the Mefarshim over there that they were looking at this morning that the I don't remember the Rosh. The Rosh is like that. I haven't looked at the Rosh this morning. Figuring out the brain it takes me to review the whole Sefer, it don't expect me to remember it from what it said in Ois Aleph, like, you know, which we learned like 5 years ago, you know. There's a Gemara which talks about the idea that, you know, that's the issue of being Rogel, because a Shua and a Kodesh Baruch Hu is a problematic issue. Even the Shua's Emes, the Gemara says one time a person shouldn't do it. But about, beyond that, the more it talks about the fact that shuas bounce back and cause damage to the person. So the person is being nishbal gufa, it doesn't mean that that's the language of the shua. He's understanding that you have to person understand that this is what happens when a person is nishba. And that's the more it ties that into the idea that the person was ragel and shua, so certain anshim come to him. So they maybe suggest what the Rosh means. So that's maybe touch on the Rosh. What's the message of Shua over here? So there's a few messages of Shua. First of all, Shua is a fascinating thing. The Altman Kalman says that the whole concept of Shua and Neder is an extraordinary expression of godliness of Adam. That I can, through my deeper creator, create a binding halachic reality. Right? In the world of moment, as I say, I'm going to do something. Shlomo says it's considered, if it's a matana maruba, you know, I didn't really necessarily mean it, so it's not considered a b'chusar amon if I back out. If it's a matana wetness, it's a b'chusar amon if I back out. But it's not binding at halach. Right? Even when a person pays money, it's only mishapora. So you do an actual kinyan. But deeper alone, the more called the mechusar amana. It's lacking in being the b'nei amuna, which, you know, are trustworthy, you can rely on them. When it comes to the world of shua and neder, through a deeper, a person creates a reality. A person creates, makes something hektish through a deeper. I say something, and all of a sudden it has dini hektish on it. It's extraordinary power. One of the greatest expressions of godless autumn is that through deeper I can create a reality. That's the first thought. Every privilege that a person has is also a responsibility. If I've been privileged by Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Russian gives me the ability to give this extraordinary matana that I can create a reality through speech, I have to use it properly. I can't abuse it. So a person is going to use the concept of Shavua. So the Mor says that for purpose of mitzvah, it's a valid thing. The Mor in the Dorman Daf Ches. The Mor says, how do you know that the Menorah that you're supposed to be Nishba L'Kayim is a mitzvah? So the Menorah says, Nishbati V'Kayim El, Nishba Mishbatei Tidkecha. Paul second and Kufiyot Tes. The David said, I was Nishba. So to be Mezaris oneself in a mitzvah, it's appropriate to swear. It's a tremendously powerful thing. Use it well. Use it properly, but don't abuse it. I think that the more discourages swearing that something is true, like it's a double-edged sword. Like, bets in my lie, but you'll believe me when I swear, because I wouldn't say a shua shaker. So the more Taka says that, the more says, you know, that even the people which steal, you know, shua is on a different pedestal with them. You know, so the more says that chashan amayna is not chashan ashua. So the more Mabin see in the first paragraph. The guy steals, well, what do you get with the shua? He'll swear for it. The more says, no, chashan aloy chashan ashua. Just because you will steal doesn't mean that you're willing to swear falsely. I once heard from Chaim Dov Keller, so he said it. He said it in the Nusach, he says, you know, Chesh Mishpah we have issues with. You're a day, we still keep. So we keep kashrus. So Hilchos Shavua is actually, Shavuos Nedarim is actually Yerei Deah. So, like, you know, he says, we're getting better on the Yerei Deah stuff. Maybe we should start working on the Chesh Mishpah stuff also. Right? That was the way he said it. My share has a choke. About little Irving Goldberg was in school, in public school, and the teacher wanted to know, like, who was the most influential man in the history of mankind. So this kid once said, you know, Einstein, no, this one, that, probably, you know, teachers forget it. Listen, whoever gets the right answer gets $10. Irving raises his hands and he says, Yoshko. She says, right. She says, but Irving, I would expect you to say Moses. She says, listen, Moses is Moses, but business is business. So, you know, that's our attitude a little bit towards this. But it's a little bit sad thing that the only way you believe me is because I swear. Now, nowadays, even people swear, they swear falsely. But they'd be like, you know, but there was once upon a time, there was at least a fear in the world of swearing. I learned from Mr. Lifshitz, and he says to me, you know, if people would stop lying, I'd be out of business. My whole business of being a lawyer is because people lie. That's the whole thing. You know, so we have to make contracts. And you have to make contracts. You have to write all the loopholes and close all the loopholes and close the loopholes of the loopholes. And, you know, why? Because maybe you'll. Because people. Rabbi Hyatt told me that there was a year in Peoria that he remembers when he was growing up, that this year was in the scrap metal business. And this person's word was as good as gold. Everybody said he knew it. He never wrote contracts. If he said he's going to provide something at this and this price, when this is date, it was there. If he took a loss, it was still there. Because his word was as good as gold. And every person, all the people in this whole city, Goyim, Yidden, everybody knew that this person said something, it was dumb. Whatever it took for him to do it, it's going to happen. Right? So what are you shavua for? So shavua is a tremendously powerful thing, but it's a sad, you know, and it's a din of the Torah already. You know, a person's we're kosher that he's stealing, so we make him swear. Right? And our own lives and our own practical lives, we want to get to the point where if I tell you something, you know I mean it. And I don't have to swear to convince you. And that was like, you know, he said it was a Trans Kiddush Hashem, and this person was Trans Kiddush Hashem. Like, you know, that the Erlichkeit in the way he did business, he's not going to write contracts. There's no need for contracts. Because he doesn't lie. He doesn't lie on the past, and he won't lie in the future either. If he said it, he'll do it. Because, like the Ben Yonah says, not keeping what you promise is a form of a lie. It's not as chomer as regular. You know, I can plan to, I expect it, so I hope to. You know, I tried. See, even if a person honestly tried, something doesn't work out. Well, that wasn't an option. That's where I am totally. Right? And I'll tell you, my son, Baruch Bear, was fundraising here in America. He didn't speak a word of English, so he went. They had a person going around with him. He came to a certain house. The person says, "After his rabbi, I'll try." So Baruch Bear looked at his matargim. Vos meintos, Rabbi dos meint gornisht.